Hello, and welcome to another edition of the WCU Podcast Show. I'm Josh Thompson.
And I am Patrick Frazier, coming to you live from Cullowhee, North Carolina on this beautiful day.
It's always a pleasure to have you guys joining us. Thanks again for joining us this week. We have a pretty interesting topic, Patrick. As we are entering the second full week of the semester here on campus, we figured for new students and future students, we could potentially give them a list of the top 10 people to know while they're here on campus.
And it only makes sense that we do the second top 10 list on the second week of classes.
I like that. That's good symmetry there. So let's go ahead and jump right in. Number 10, the number 10 person or people, we're not going to limit ourselves to just one person here, that you need to know is your professors. For our new students and old students, of course, you already know that you need to know your professors, but it's always so important to establish that relationship early in the semester with your professors. Doesn't matter what department it's in or what kind of class it is, when you reach out to your professors, it's you showing them that you are dedicated to the subject and that it's something you care about and that you want to succeed in.
And that connection with the professor can last long past that class that you're in. I can't tell you how many professors that I still see from time to time. They still remember me. That's one of the great things about WCU is that you get to know your professors on a first name basis. And so you really get a full interaction and connection with the professors that you don't get at a lot of universities.
Yeah, one of my favorite things about being at Western, and one of the things that I always tell our future students when we're out on the road recruiting, is that my favorite thing about Western is our size, right? We're big enough to where we have lots of really cool opportunities and things to do and student clubs and organizations, but we are also small enough to where you can have a personalized education, and that to me is so important when I was going through the process to know that no matter what, my teacher would know my name, when I was in class, when I wasn't in class, and that they cared enough to check on me and to really develop that relationship with me. So Western is unlike some other institutions where you can go to the school and you're sitting in your intro class or your first class of the year with several hundred students, and your professor won't know your name from the other several hundred in there. Western, our class sizes are smaller, so it is a great way for you to get to know your professor, because guess what? They're going to know you anyway, so you might as well establish a positive relationship before you do anything dumb and establish a negative one.
And those connections, like I said, with the professor are really key as you move through your degree program. Because once you get into your degree program, especially if you're starting to look at graduate schools, you know, the professors are going to be the ones that are going to write a recommendation letter for you. They're going to be the ones that are going to reach out to, you know, individuals that they know at the institutions that you're looking to apply to help get you into that institution, help get you internships, help build bridges and connections for you that you wouldn't have otherwise.
Do you have a favorite professor when you're here at Western?
I do, and actually she's still my favorite because she is still helping me with my doctoral program currently, and that would be Dr. Holly Moss in the College of Business. I was really fortunate to have her as a professor while I was in the College of Business. And due to some unfortunate circumstances during my senior year, the person that was my senior chair ended up not being able to be my senior chair. And she stepped in, sort of took over the review of my project and helped me through that process, helped get me in and through graduate school, and is going to be one of my dissertation review board members for my doctoral program.
Yeah, I think everybody has that one professor in their major that they kind of learn a lot from or just kind of clicks with them. I know for me, I don't know that I could single out one favorite professor. I know that I really enjoyed learning from Dr. Manning and Don Conley in the communications department. And probably my favorite all-time class was the first class I ever took at Western with our special the name is eluding me here, but Ron Rash is one of our distinguished professors in literature and in English. And my first class was creative writing with Ron Rash, who, if you don't know, is a New York Times best-selling number one author for creative writing. And he specifically, his works are a lot about the Western North Carolina region, which is why we're lucky to have him here at WCU. But I remember going in, and his book was actually actually the one book or the WCU book program that summer. We had to read a murder mystery that he had written based in the mountains of North Carolina. And it was just the coolest experience having read that book and then going to my first class and meeting him and having him tell me that he saw potential in me as a writer and he thought I was doing good things and that kind of thing. And so that whole first semester, that was such a neat experience on top of the great learning that I had in my great learning is not good grammar. So clearly, let me back that up for 5 seconds.
You were not paying attention during his class.
English 101 maybe didn't go the best for me, but some of the great professors I had in the Department of Communication, like Don Conley as well, made a big impact on me. Even if I didn't go into that career full time, I still enjoy seeing him and the other communication faculty on campus. So it's neat to build those bonds.
And I'm sure you're probably like I am, where we've been out of school long enough that the majority of the professors that we had are no longer at the institution, unfortunately. So all of you new students, you're learning and gaining experiences from a whole new set of faculty. In fact, we had about 80 new faculty that began this fall. So exciting times on the campus of Cullowhee.
It's never a bad thing to get some fresh blood into campus. And so not only do we have fresh blood with our new freshman class that is entering their second week on campus, but we also have fresh blood with brand new faculty and staff on campus as well. And speaking of faculty and staff, some of our new staff members actually come in the form of our number 9 people to know on campus.
That is correct. We're going into your old profession for number 9.
My old stomping grounds.
With you need to get to know your resident assistants and, more importantly, your resident directors. The individuals that run your building and keep you safe throughout the year, they're the ones that you need to know. They are the ones that helping with program planning and all kinds of other activities throughout the year. If you have any trouble in your classes getting work done, they're the ones that you need to go to as well, and they'll help get you directed in the right areas to get the help that you need.
Yeah, it's kind of like our number 10 with the knowing your professors. Knowing your RA and your RD is kind of like knowing your professors outside of the classroom. And they are the folks that are going to guide you and help you succeed outside of the classroom and socially at Western. And your RAs and your RDs are going to be so important in making sure that you're getting involved and that campus is not just some place where you're going to class. They're the ones that help make it truly a home, especially when you're going back to your dorm room and wondering what to do, or you're brand new and you're not really sure who to hang out with. I know my wife Brittany, some of her first friends when she transferred in were the RAs. And that's actually how we met, was because she was relatively new on campus and was hanging out with her RA, who was getting her active. And then, boom, she meets the man of her life, me. So kind of a neat story there. But it is so getting to know those RAs is really important. And again, the resident directors, they catch a lot of flack from students. But believe it or not, they actually really do care and they really do want you to succeed. And they're a lot of fun, especially if you get to know them outside of conduct meetings. So if you know them before you get in trouble, they're a lot of fun. And some of my best friends on campus are resident directors here. And some of my favorite memories are as being an RA and connecting with new students. And so that's always a really fond memory for me. And it's something that really these new students should work on establishing those relationships.
So I know that you are an RA, Josh, but let's take it back a little further. Do you remember who your RA was when you first started as a student?
I actually do. And it's funny, I actually saw her at a Bon Voyage 2 years ago. Her name was Paris. Don't remember her last name. She was a fine Mew, and she took us down to I vividly remember going after after moving in and my dad leaving and my mom leaving and kind of being there by myself, and her coming by the room and doing our first hall meeting and taking us down to RSA first night and then going the next day down to Valley Ballyhoo. And so while we didn't, you know, we weren't best friends or anything like that, I do specifically, you know, 11 years later, remember her coming by the room to make sure that we were involved in going and participating in that kind of stuff. And so when I saw her at the Charlotte Bon Voyage, not this year, but last year, it was really neat to reconnect. And we give a little speech there, as you know, Patrick. And I got to talk about what kind of an impact that had on me and how that helped me become who I was today. Do you remember your first RA?
I do remember my first RA. She was actually my RA for my first 2 years in school. Her name was Tara Moll. It is now Tara Ryan.
If you are a follower of the Carolina Panthers and you enjoy the Top Cat cheerleaders, that name should sound relatively familiar, yeah?
That is correct. After graduation, she became one of the Top Cat cheerleaders. While she was in school at WCU, she was the captain of the dance team for 3 of her 4 years in school. Phenomenal individual. Had a great experience with her as my RA. She always checked in on us, make sure you know everything was going well. It was really sort of unique where I was living in Walker on the first floor. We were the only floor that did not have an RA on our floor. So our RA was on the second floor, which was where Tara lived. And so she passed by our doors all the time going to and from classes. So she'd always check, see how we were doing, make sure that we were staying out of trouble for sure. We didn't cause a lot of trouble. We might have
just ran illegal businesses out of your room and that kind of thing. Not a lot of trouble, just a little bit of trouble.
We might have had the TV up a time or two, you know, during football season or March Madness. We only had 5 TVs in the room so we could see all the games.
There's only one cable outlet. So I don't even want, as a former RD, I don't even want to know how you had 5 TVs set up with one cable outlet in your room.
We did know where our breaker was in the breaker box for our room. So we did learn really quickly where the breaker was for our room.
Now, again, current students, listen to what we say, but do not do what we did. So make sure that you are following the rules, unlike Mr. Frazier over there, the notorious Walker Hall rule violator. We probably would not be good friends like we are now if you had lived there when I was the RD.
Somebody has to break the rules, and I was that person.
Absolutely. And, you know, speaking of when you were in Walker, you actually, the person or the people that are next on our list, our number 8 people to know on campus, was your RD when you were in Walker, yeah?
Yes, as we've mentioned a couple times in our podcast, Brian Boyer was an RD at Walker Residence Hall, and I was really fortunate that he was my RD all 4 years. His first year at WCU was my first year as a student, so we've pretty much come through the course all together at WCU. Phenomenal experience with him as an RD. And, you know, we overlook his past of being an alum of that school that we're not going to mention from the northern part of the mountains.
Oh, man, his blood's going to boil that you actually brought it up, although he is proud of where he went to school. And now Brian, along with Veretta Pegram-Floyd, is our residential case managers through the Department of Residential Living in the Office of Residential Student Success. And so they are very, very important on campus and for students to know. If you are a student here at Western, you probably already know the two of them. If you are an alumni, this is actually a relatively new program, the Resident Student Success Program. It's only been around for several years, so within the last 8-9 years, so several being a decade since we got here, Patrick.
Pretty much.
Before us, there was no residential success program. But basically what the residential case managers do is they connect with students and make sure that they have resources or someone to talk to available whenever students need something. And whether that is you are having a really rough day, let's say you and your girlfriend or your boyfriend broke up and you're not really sure how to handle it and you don't know who to talk to, talk to Brian and Veretta. Not that they are couples counselors by any stretch of the imagination, but guess what? We have a counseling center on campus that could very well help you process what you're feeling. Or if you have a loved one die, or if I feel like I'm painting their job in a very negative way, but they're really positive people. But they are here for students when students need something or when they need to get connected. And so Brian and Veretta, they work a lot with the SSIs, the Student Success Initiative, and Annalise Camacho is now over in the Resident Student Success Office. And so that is those are three people you definitely want to get to know over the course of the year. Like I said, not just for bad things, but for example, if you need to know how to print out a football ticket, I have it on good authority that Brian Boyer is the master of printing football tickets. So if you ever have a question about printing football tickets, go and find him on Facebook or send him a text message, because half of you listening probably already have his phone number because that's just the kind of guy he is. But definitely tell him Josh Thompson told you to ask him about printing football tickets.
And also, you know, if you're keeping up with your freshman bucket list, One of the items on that bucket list is to get a hug from Brian Boyer. So go ahead and check that item off your bucket list. And a special shout out to Veretta for all of you freshman students. You need to be sure to thank her for organizing our freshman move-in that took place a couple of weeks ago. She was the main person over all of freshman move-in, instrumental in setting up all of the volunteers that helped and making sure everything ran as smoothly as it did.
Veretta totally crushed it. Has only been on campus for a couple of years now, and had the opportunity to step into this role this year and just really knocked it out of the park. Despite the rain and the weather and everything else that was going on, we're a week out, and I've still not heard a negative thing about move-in, other than me and Patrick grumbling to each other about how we're still a little waterlogged from the two. You said it was 2 inches of rain that fell in the span of an hour.
Yeah, it was about 2 inches of rain that fell in the span of an hour. If you looked on the weather radar, it was a nice paw print over Cullowhee, with the weather radar, with the rain all around the area. By far one of the wettest move-ins that we've had in recent history, but thankfully it was at the end of the day and we'd already moved the majority of the students in. For those that had to move in during the rain, there were still plenty of volunteers out there to help you move in the rain.
And that was because of Veretta's hard work. So we want to thank Veretta. And if you ever have the chance, Veretta is an insanely good cook. And I know occasionally for groups she's working with or people or meetings or what have you, she'll occasionally make cookies or baked goods, and there's not a better cook on this campus, to my knowledge. Airmark actually needs to get in contact with Veretta. She is that good of a cook. So special thanks to Veretta for organizing the hectic move-in day and making that go so smoothly. And it really sets us apart from other institutions. That move-in experience is unlike anything you're going to see anywhere else. So the residential case managers, Brian Boyer, Veretta Pegram Floyd, wonderful people. You can find them. They're very, very active on Facebook. So if you need to contact them, look them up on the Facebook, and they'll be sure to get back in touch with you ASAP.
And switching gears for the next person on our top 10 list of people that you need to know, we're actually going to switch and go into the student perspective for a moment with our SGA president, Hank Henderson.
Oh, Hank. Hank and me go way back to his freshman year. He's now a junior. So not way back, so just a year and a half, 2 years ago.
Your time displacement is all over the map today.
Yeah, way back being 2 years and not so long ago being a decade earlier. But Hank is awesome. He was in my Band of Brothers class. I was lucky enough to teach the Band of Brothers course with Brian Boyer's guidance, so our last person, our number eight. And Hank is awesome. And from day one, he came in and he was so excited about being at Western, and he was so passionate about being active on campus that it is a shock to no one that knows Hank that he is the SGA president right now. And to be that as a junior, so he ran and got elected as a sophomore, which is incredible. That kind of thing just doesn't happen very frequently. And Hank is an exemplary member of SGA. And in fact, SGA is such a wonderful group for students to get involved with.
That is correct. If you're an incoming freshman student or you're an upperclassman and you want to have a voice in everything that takes place on campus, SGA is your way to have that voice. We have SGA members for each residence hall. So each residence hall has their own representatives. Each class has their own representatives. So freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, each class has a representative. Plus there is the executive board for SGA. So there's plenty of opportunities for you to run for an SGA position, be elected by your peers to help impact the policies that affect you as a student on this campus.
Yeah, and you're not understating it by saying they do have a true impact on what happens here at Western Carolina University. They have input with deciding if we renew the book rental policy. This past year, several SGA people were on the committee to decide whether to keep that policy or go with the book buyout policy. They are important in appealing parking tickets, in meeting with the chancellor and Dr. Miller and helping decide university policies and giving their opinions on increased, you know, student tuition and fees and how we spend our money and how to best make use of the resources we have here at Western. So if you really want to make an impact and be one of the more important students on campus, SGA is the way to go. And Hank is so out there in terms of his outgoing personality that if you're interested and you're around campus right now, then make sure you'll see him. He'll probably find you before you find him. He's just that kind of guy. And Hank is definitely the seventh person to know on our list of the top 10 people to know here on the WCU Podcasts.
And speaking of making an impact, that is what we love to do here at WCU.
Good segue.
That dives us right into our service learning with Dr. Lane Perry.
Yeah, Dr. Perry is very well known around campus, and not only on campus, but is a very important person in regards to the whole UNC system in terms of service learning. He is the director of the service learning program here on campus. And for those not familiar with the term service learning or with what that office really does, Patrick, can you kind of explain to them how big of an impact that service learning has on this campus?
Certainly. Service learning is an integral part of the WCU family and campus. It is what makes us who we are here in Cullowhee. The service learning is helping connect you inside and outside the classroom with local businesses, organizations that need student volunteers or just volunteers in general. Whether you're helping with the Tuckasegee River cleanup or, you know, donating your time to work with a soup kitchen, everything is important to the area. Some of the classes that you're taking probably have a service learning component. If you're involved in clubs and organizations, I guarantee that you have service learning components as a part of the membership for those organizations. And so our service learning office here on campus, and especially all the work that Dr. Perry and his organization does, helps get you in the right area so that you can have an impact on the community.
Yeah, we hope to get Dr. Perry on a future show talking about all the different opportunities, but just off the top of my head, I've known folks that have worked with Habitat for Humanity, have volunteered at the Catman Shelter just off campus, and it's not just local opportunities that you get through the Department of Service Learning. It is international opportunities. Every year they do an alternative fall and spring break where you can go domestically here in the United States, all across the country, or you can go internationally to help do some service in other countries as well. So if you're looking for a way to enhance your student experience and really find a way to give back to, I talk at the Bon Voyages, Western doesn't want this to be a one-way experience. Obviously, we want the students to have a good time and to get educated and become the people they're meant to be and the best people they can be. However, in being the best person that you can be, you give back to your community and you help make the place better than when you first got there, and I think Dr. Perry does a great job with that. And Western has done some pretty cool stuff to recognize those students who have become passionate about service learning, and you can now actually get a degree called the Lilly degree with a special insignia that says you were dedicated to community service through your time here at Western. You were dedicated to service learning, so that's a neat thing, and we talk about all the time how stuff when you've been at Western will separate you when you're applying for jobs and that kind of thing. And having a service learning insignia on your diploma definitely makes a big difference.
That is correct. And, you know, students that are involved in service learning or in SGA, you know, those types of students are typically our leaders on campus. And that segues perfectly into the next half of our top 10 list with Mike Corelli in the Leadership and Student Involvement Office.
Yeah, and those students get involved before their first day of class, whether it is going through CAT camp. So if any of you have had the pleasure of going through the CAT camp program, you probably already know half the people on our list because you've met them all and you've talked with them and you've talked about how to make an impact on your first year on campus. But for those who are not familiar, CAT camp, also a relatively new program here at Western Carolina. Over the last 5 or 6 years, CAT camp has been established, and that takes a group of students, specifically students who indicate during their orientation or during their application process that they're interested in leadership opportunities. They can apply and go to CAT camp, which is a leadership camp designed before the first week of classes. They'll go out on a retreat and they'll meet with folks like Brian Boyer and Mike Corelli and all kinds of faculty and staff through the university to learn how to be a leader and how to get involved on campus. So it's a really great program, but the Office of Student Leadership and Student Involvement is so much more than that as well.
That's correct. There are so many different clubs and organizations that you can become a part of here on our campus. Whether you're wanting to get involved in Greek organizations or know, something that's along your hobby lines of the comic book club or video game club, or there's so many different opportunities for you as a student. And so go by those offices, see what clubs and organizations are available. A lot of them were out at Valley Ballyhoo a couple weeks ago, so you've probably already interacted and met with a lot of the different individuals in those organizations. So become involved, become connected, you know, start building your Catamount heritage.
Yeah, and I specifically want to thank the FLI folks. They were at Albright Benton helping folks move in when I was out there a couple weeks ago. So it was really neat to meet them, and them being freshmen but being advanced to the point where they're helping the others move in and knowing everything. In fact, I actually quizzed a couple of them. Somebody came up to me when it was a little bit of a downtime, and they were like, where should a freshman park? And I actually made the FLI kids answer that question, and they did an awesome job. And so they were already leaders to their new peers the day they arrived on campus, which is pretty neat. Speaking of being a leader, and earlier we mentioned getting a job with Dr. Perry and how service learning makes a difference. Well, how do you take advantage of all the neat things that Western has to offer? Well, the next person, the number four person on our list, will help you do that.
Next person on the list is Theresa Cruz Paul, director of our Career Service Center. And this is the perfect place for our juniors and seniors that are listening to start interacting with the individuals in this office, to start building your connections for internships and job placement opportunities after graduation, as well as helping you design your resume, cover letters, and everything involved with finding a job and career once you graduate.
And not just juniors and seniors or freshmen and sophomores. Alumni have access to that facility as well. And if you ever were needing some advice, or if you're rethinking your career, Teresa Cruz Paul is a great person to contact, and the Career Services Office is a great person, a great group to contact, because they're available for you after you graduate, along with alumni affairs, or let's say you're a well-to-do alumni and you are super high up in your company and you're looking to hire folks. I guarantee at the Career Services Center, they would love to speak with you about developing some internships for your company or doing some placement programs. If you're looking to hire Catamounts, that's a great place to go as well.
And for our graduating seniors in the fall and spring, be sure to be on the lookout for our career service fairs that'll be taking place in University Center Grand Room. And these fairs bring in individuals from local businesses as well as regional businesses to help place you in a career and job opportunities once you graduate. We also have a fair set up specifically for those in the education program as well as the health science program. So a lot of opportunities depending on your degree program to help you find a career once you graduate from WCU.
And it's not just career that the career services will help you with. If you're planning on going through, you mentioned the health sciences, which is what made me think of this. If you're planning on going to grad school, you'll have to do some grad interviews, and you'll have to take the GRE, and you'll have to do stuff like that. Career services isn't just for folks looking for a job. It's for folks looking to continue their education as they work towards a master's degree or a doctorate degree.
And for those freshmen or sophomore students that are in our most popular degree program of undeclared, undecided, the Career Service Center has a number of aptitude tests that will help direct you as to the career choice and degree program choice that is best for you based off of your personality and aptitude.
Yeah, and while Teresa Cruz Paul is a wonderful person to know, and the Career Services Office is awesome as well, one of my favorite people on campus is our number three person to know on campus, and that is Kevin Kett, the Dean of Students.
Kevin Kett is phenomenal. He has only been on campus a year, which is hard to believe.
He's so ingrained in our culture now, I feel like, that it's hard to believe he just celebrated his one calendar year anniversary of working at Western.
Yes, last year, remember, he started the week of move-in. Mm-hmm. And so it was sort of a crash course for him, that week of move-in. A lot different this year for him. He was out there helping everybody move in, just along with the rest of us. He was at Scott Hall, I believe, most of the day for move-ins. But Kevin is a phenomenal individual, and I guarantee if you're involved in any student organization on campus, he has come and met with you at some point to get to know you as well as help you sort of grow your organization as a part of the campus.
And one of my favorite things about Kevin is he has an awesome Twitter page. Follow him at Dean Kett. That's at DeanKoett. So make sure you follow him there. And he's so energetic about being at Western. He's cut in the same cloth as Chancellor Belcher in that he loves being at Western. He's really passionate about it. He is all the time wearing some kind of goofy outfit to promote an awesome cause or a wig or something like that. If you follow his Twitter page, you'll know it. I know that last week it really cracked me up. I logged on and saw that a student had stopped him to take a picture. And he had been, his caption was like, "I really need to work on my duck face or something for my next selfie." So that he's hilarious. He's really approachable. If you ever need anything on campus, he's a great person to go to because he's so accessible. See him in the cafeteria all the time. So he's a fun person to know for sure.
And what's really neat about Kevin, especially in the position that he is in, is he is the dean of students, which he is the first ever dean of students here at WCU. So for all of you alumni listening, there's never been anyone in this position when you were in school. So it's a phenomenal position because it helps build a connection between the university administration and the students. It gives them an extra voice so that they can make sure that their ideas and desires are heard amongst the administration, which leads right into our number two person on the list, the Vice Chancellor of Student Affairs, Dr. Sam Miller.
Yeah, you're going to notice a trend. All three of our top people to know on campus are very excited, are very outgoing, are very approachable, are a lot of fun. They can joke with themselves, and if you've ever heard Dr. Miller speak, it's so fun. I remember he got hired right when I was going into grad school, and he would give speeches to the RAs during RA training, and he would talk about how he was an RA and how they would penny lock him into his residence hall room. I've heard that story like five or six times, and every single time I like belly laugh, like it's hilarious. And so Dr. Miller is super approachable, and the things he's done for Western and helped us achieve, he and Dean Kett and Chancellor Belcher have all worked so hard in changing the culture, and Dr. Miller, I think, is to thank for a lot of the really cool programs and a lot of the increased student activities that we have on campus, including the WCU Peaks and Extremes, and he really helped energize those programs and that kind of thing. And so he's truly one of the most impactful people on campus.
And for all of you future Catamount students that are looking at visiting WCU this fall or in the spring, specifically at an open house event, first one is coming up on October 31st. Dr. Miller is one of the speakers during the welcome session for the open house event, and he is out and amongst the crowd throughout the entire open house event. So not only is he helping students that are on campus, he's also reaching out to the future Catamounts, helping connect with you and make sure that you have everything that you need to be successful during the application process, the college search process, and during your time as a student on campus. Phenomenal individual, great asset to the university. We will overlook where he went to school as well. But I do believe the chancellor even mentioned that. If you want to reach out to the chancellor's website and you can see his opening address, you can see his little dig at Dr. Miller and Dr. Miller's alumni. And in fact, that brings us to our number one.
Yeah, our number one person is Chancellor Belcher. Obviously, the man to know is the man at the top of the pyramid, right? Or at the top of the mountain, since we are here in beautiful Cullowhee, North Carolina. And Dr. Belcher has truly... I can't say enough. You've heard me on previous podcasts talk about how when I hear him speak, it gets me so riled up and so fired up to be at Western. And he makes me excited about going on the road and recruiting new students and telling them, you have no idea what kind of university Western Carolina University is until you've stepped foot on campus and you've met some of our leaders, some of the folks in these top 10. But specifically, when you hear Chancellor Belcher speak, you know that you're going to go to a place that is student-focused, that cares about the student experience, and that has truly your best interest at heart. And who doesn't want to go to a school where the guy at the very top is the guy on ESPN running around swinging his tie during the men's championship basketball game and is having a lot of fun, and he's the kind of guy you're like, oh, that kind of guy represents what I want to be at a college, and so he is truly one of our most important people to know and are the best assets we have as a university.
Yes, when the announcers on ESPN are saying, I want to go back to college and I want him as my chancellor, that says something about the chancellor that we have here at WCU. And I was really fortunate as a student in a sense. When I completed my master's degree program in December 2011, that was actually Chancellor Belcher's first commencement event. So I actually received a diploma from him during his first commencement, which was really special. And he is the only person that is allowed to have an air horn at the commencement event.
Yeah, every year he's the guy. So if anybody else has one, they're pulling a Patrick Frazier and they're breaking the rules and they just don't care.
If anybody else has one, then Brittany's on the lookout for you during the commencement event because you are not allowed to have that in the Ramsey Center.
No, and then you mentioned a few minutes ago talking about how you can meet a lot of these people at our open houses and that kind of thing. And that's why it's so important to come up for a visit is you get to know these people before you even step foot on campus. Hopefully the students that are listening or the alumni that are listening have already met or worked with these people in the past. And it truly is when you look at the list that we have here, it's so impressive that all these people work for Western Carolina University. And it's why there's never been a better time to be a Catamount than right now.
That's correct. And, you know, this is just the top 10 list. You know, there are a lot of people that didn't make the list.
Oh, wait, should we do a couple of honorable mentions?
We should probably
do. We better say Phil Colley, right?
We should probably do one for Phil Colley as well as the provost, Dr. Allison Morrison Shetler, who is a phenomenal asset to the university as well, doing a lot of great things with helping get our academic programs in line with our 2020 plan and just. A phenomenal asset to the degree programs, to the professors on campus, and to the students.
And new tweeter, entering her third or fourth week of being on Twitter. You can follow her at WCU Provost. Again, that's at WCU Provost. And Keith Corzine, one of my all-time favorite people on campus that I used to work for when I was an RD and an RA. He now supervises dining and residential living and the cat card office and the student store and all that kind of stuff. So there's so many wonderful people working for Western Carolina University that we couldn't get on this list, but we thank them for their service. And we want to know if there is somebody that you think should be on the top 10 people to know, whether you're an alumni or a Catamount family friend or a student, or if you are a professor and you are offended that you did not make the top 10 list, please let us know. We definitely want to hear from you, and we'll make sure we feature you in our next top 10.
Maybe we can do an all top 10 professor list at some point for those professors that reach out to us.
Absolutely. That's definitely going to happen. But this has been our top 10 people to know here on WCU Podcasts. Again, we want you to be involved with our show. We want you to get active with us. And you can find us online at podcasts.wcu.edu. We are on the official iTunes store under podcasts. So all you have to do is type in WCU Podcast on iTunes. You can find us. You can download us. You can comment. You can rate. You can subscribe. So that way you don't have to do anything. Whenever there's a new episode, it just pops up right there on your iPhone or your iPad. You can also subscribe to us on Android. We're on Facebook at WCU Space Podcasts. We are on Twitter at WCU Podcasts, all one word. So there's a number of ways for you to reach out and let us know who your favorite person was on campus or who your top 10 people to know were when you're a student or if you're a student right now. We want you to be active and involved with the WCU Podcasts.
And finishing up, this is our second top 10 list during the second week of classes. Next week will be our second roundtable discussion for our off-campus locations.
I'm excited. I think there's a lot of cool places, and me and you have been here forever now, and so there's a lot of neat places that we've been able to experience, and so that's what you have to look forward to next week is our roundtable of our favorite off-campus locations. Other episodes coming to you soon. We're also going to do a Meet the Admissions Staff as we all get ready to go out traveling across the Southeast here, and into the Northeast as well, actually, this year. So there's going to be some fun trips, whether you're an alumni to stop by and see us or a future student to say hello and get some information from us. We definitely want you to be active in our admissions process. So you're going to get to meet the people outside of Patrick and myself. And you've already met Heather, but you'll get to meet the transfer team and the freshman team as well.
And we also want to do a shout out to one of our newest Twitter followers, Matt Stillwell, an alum of WCU, country music singer. Thank you, Matt, for following the WCU podcast.
Our first famous Twitter follower. I was excited when I got that notification the other day. So thank you, Matt, for following. We'd love to have Matt on to talk about what it's like to be a country singer in the Nashville area, and how he's been so great at connecting with WCU as well, and giving back to the university and that kind of thing. So Matt, hit us up, DM us if you will, or mention us, that kind of thing. We'd love to get you on the show.
And for those that were a student while Matt was here, you might remember Matt, he was on the Catamount baseball team. And so we will be reviewing the fall athletics coming up in a future podcast episode, so be sure to stay tuned for everything that we have in store for you as the semester moves along.
Lots of great shows, lots of great content. As always, for Patrick Frazier, this is Josh Thompson saying, Go Cats!